Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 12th, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And joining us right now, our good friend, Rock Larson, Wood County Veterans Service Officer. Rock, it is always good to talk with you, even at lunch by the river, running into each other the other day. That was fun. That was good. How have you been?
Busy, but good.
Good. Good to hear. You have a couple of great topics for us to touch on today. And one of them to start off with is one our audience already knows how passionate I am about. I have one very unpopular opinion out there, and it is I feel like fireworks are a little overrated. I kind of feel like if you're over the age of 10, like really you've seen it. It's done it all. And to each their own, we love fireworks in this country. And I love the idea of Americans celebrating being American. I'm never going to shy away from that, and I like that. I do think that there are better ways to celebrate, and I think we're learning more and more, not only ways we can, but why it's a good idea to maybe knock fireworks out of our communities a little bit more and more. To each their own, again, this is just an unpopular opinion I have, and I'm just speaking for myself right now. But it's important to me. Now, it's important to me on a number of different levels. I think of young children, like my sister who struggled with this when we were little, and we would go to the park on the 4th of July and she would just freak out and have a very, very bad time and did not enjoy herself. Or the dogs that I would see in the neighborhood or even currently that don't understand what's going on and have an extremely bad night with this. But most importantly, I had a grandfather that served in World War II that was in Korea. And this man it was made of Teflon. I seen this man put a nail in his foot and no change, nothing change in his face. But one firework goes off and he's looking over his shoulder and struggling with it. And because he was this certain type of person, he never talked about it, never shared any of his pain, never worked on any of this stuff. So he spent his whole life, including the last year of his life, honestly, not really liking the 4th of July that much. Imagine that. A man who gave so much to this country, that put so much into this country, and he doesn't get to celebrate the 4th of July. It's to me, that is the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing for our veterans. It's the opposite. And again, I understand that this is not the most popular thing to be saying, but I think that it is, what do we want to do? Do we want to do the right thing or the popular thing?
Well, and for our combat veterans, I mean, they can choose on whatever night it is, whether it's the night of the 4th or the Saturday closest to it or whatever, the community has fireworks. Those are publicized, and the veteran knows that they're going to happen and can go or not go. Mm-hmm. But it's
can prepare for it.
But yeah. It's those, and I remember I had a World War II veteran living next door to me, and my teenage sons would go out and blow stuff up, and it just sent him in a tizzy. So, I mean, it's the unexpected late night when, you know, some of these, you know, our World War II Korean veterans, they're up there in age. They're usually asleep by the time it's darn close to getting dark. And then, of course, our Vietnam veterans and our Gulf War, Desert Storm. So, I mean, some consideration, you know, don't come home from the bars or from out to dinner or over at your friend's barbecue or whatever, and oh, I'm just going to blow some bottle rockets or some M80s or whatever there are out there now, I don't know. And these people are asleep, and loud noises or a bunch of fireworks sound an awful lot like an automatic machine gun going off. They will wake up and they will be, you know, disoriented and just... So really, it is it's a time to be considerate of your neighbors that have served us.
Yeah.
There is actually a military with PTSD.org has a sign that prints out, combat veteran lives here, please be courteous with your fireworks. So it's a big thing. It's not just one or two people out there. I mean, it is a big thing.
And it's becoming more and more of an issue as we're having more and more of our veterans be able to share these experiences, these feelings. Many of them have dealt with this for a long time and not shared it, not talked about it. We're getting better about this with mental health and talking about these things.
They are, but still, it's hard. You don't want these are our veterans. They serve their country. They're, you know, supposed to be strong in their mind, and they don't want to admit their weaknesses, certainly to not to the guy or gal living next door mm-hmm. or down the street, or that they kind of barely mm-hmm. don't know, maybe a little bit type thing. But really, when in doubt, you know, let them know that you're thinking about it, that you've got them, that you know, on this night, you know, is it going to bother you? Just be courteous and respectful. I mean, these people suffer immensely from the weight they carry from serving our nation.
Couple of notes to just piggyback on Rock. One, there are noise ordinances. You know, there is laws that can be broken when you're doing this. So that is something to keep in mind as well. There are certain, you shouldn't be lighting fireworks after in dark or at night or a certain time of night anyway. So keeping that in mind.
Have you ever heard of anyone getting a ticket for it?
No, certainly. But I have seen neighbors in my neighborhood getting police showing up at 1 in the morning because they were lighting off fireworks. And somebody, one of the neighbors had mentioned something. I don't know what happened from there on, but I know that that brought our officers out there. And here's another part of this, where our officers are busy enough. They don't need this kind of stuff. This is added problems that they don't need, that our community doesn't need. There has never been a person that wanted a firework at 2 in the morning that wasn't lighting it. Like, that person lighting it may want it. Nobody else in the neighborhood wants it. Nobody does. It is a selfish act, and it is not an American act, because America, that is not what we do. We are not the selfish type. That is not about us. So, again, you are not celebrating the holiday right. Like, do you want to celebrate this day right? Right. Or do you want to just celebrate and act like a knucklehead? Like, that's where the line is here. It isn't black and white, but it is pretty close. Another thing I think that is important to keep in mind is something that Rock has really hit on, I think, really well here. You know, when the Rafters have on a Friday night and they're going to have fireworks at the end of the night, they promote that pretty well. I think it's not a bad idea at all. If you know a veteran, make sure that they know about this. And certainly there are 4th of July celebrations throughout our area and everything too. It is these unpredictable ones that are so important to, you know, bring down in our society as much as we can. I'm not at all trying to get rid of fireworks, but what I am trying to get rid of is this idea of lighting them off at 2 in the morning and some of this. Rock, I had not heard, though, about these signs. That's a great idea. Where did you say? Is there somewhere
it's www.militarywithptsd.org. Okay. And I don't know if, you know, you can just print them out what. Another veteran sent this to me, and I said, oh, we'll talk about this again, because it is kind of, you know, I deal with people who have stress injuries and combat stress injuries all the time, and you know, loud noises, and we don't see them too often as much now with electronic ignitions on most things, but backfires and stuff. They can just.
Yeah, the subject of PTSD, we're getting more and more information on. We're understanding it better and better, but there's still work to be done on this front too. And you're only hurting the progress of this subject with these things, like these things going on. We need to not only be there more for our veterans when it comes to these subjects, especially in my opinion, PTSD, which is one that it's only been, 20 years or so that we've been talking about this and it not being something that a soldier has to be at shell shock or one of these terms that was used.
That wasn't really, I mean, it's been around since Greek mythology, I believe, Homer talks about it in Ajax,
In Ajax,
And by many different names. I mean, there's been battle rattle, there's combat fatigue, all those things. And it's just, you know, your body is put into a situation that is not normal to, and you are asked to do very what we teach every day to other humans, and other humans do it to you. And it just is, and it brings them right back to that. So, really try to be considerate, and because once again, I mean, we have enough conflict in our neighborhoods over any little thing. So, I mean, if you can alleviate that, please do, and try to be think twice before you go out on a Saturday night after.
Try to consider why we're able to do this holiday, why we're able to celebrate these kind of things, why we're able to do a lot of this stuff. It is all thanks to a veteran. And just keeping that in mind, I hope, correct some of this for us. Speaking with Rock Larson, Wood County Veteran Service Officer. Rock, you have a great event coming up on the 26th I wanted to talk about.
All right. Yes. June 26th at Crossview Church, who hosts free of charge the Heroes Cafe, which is veterans,
police officers, firefighters,
other first responders.
Yeah.
And it usually starts at 8, but on June 26th, that's a Wednesday, from 9 to 2, we're going to have a Veterans Expo PAC DAC Enlightenment or event. And the Tomah VA Medical Center is going to have a town hall with their leadership. And Tomah is the parent hospital for our clinic here in town and the clinic in Wausau and the clinic in Owen. So they're all going to be at the Crossview Church, which is in the old Shopko Mall, downtown Wisconsin Rapids, 1000 East Riverview Expressway. And we're going to have representatives from the VA regional office in Milwaukee, and those are the people who do benefit claims. The Tomah Hospital System, which does, all those wonderful things from whole health, which has got, yoga and Tai Chi and all sorts of stuff in it, to the women's, their PTSD and MST, military sexual trauma people. The state's sending some of their resources, whether it's the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, which deal with veterans in the community who have substance abuse issues, maybe homelessness, mental health. So all these resources are going to be there to talk to. There's also going to be representatives from, a lot of the veteran service organizations. So if you wanted to find out a little bit more about the American Legion in the area or the VFW or DAV, Vietnam Veterans of America, they should all be there. My office and staff will be there and talk about your experiences, maybe you or your family members' disabilities. The PACT Act is just this huge toxic exposure, predominantly a bill that was passed in 2022 already.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think
but
it's 22.
So vast. I mean, I just had a lady come in a couple weeks ago whose husband died of a cancer that's a presumptive for the burn pits. She applied for dependency and indemnity compensation, which means it's a service-connected death, and her children would get benefits. Was denied under the old rules that, but now this presumptive illness, she gets another kick at the can. She's going to be getting, I am positive it's going to be awarded, and it's about $1,600 a month, tax-free. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on trying to get the education benefits for her now adult children reimbursed so maybe they can pay off the loans they had to take off and things like that. So there's lots of important stuff that we're going to discuss on this, and not necessarily just for our listener, but everyone you know. I mean, did somebody who served in Desert Storm or any time since then or for Agent Orange exposure, they added Guam and Thailand. Now, I mean, there's so many veterans, but also the surviving spouses of veterans who may be eligible for federal benefits, and that would bring money into the community. We just had one that was PACT Act just get granted, and our friend, my employee, Lita, went to the lady's home. She's housebound. You can't get out by herself. Needs some help and whatever. And the first words out of her mouth were, "Now I can stay in my home. I don't have to sell it and move into an apartment." Oh. I mean, it truly can be life-changing for some of these people. Earlier, there wasn't a PACT Act thing. It was just, I think we talked about, I was working on some cemetery stuff and came across this gravestone. And I'm like, this guy died in 1999, Vietnam veteran. And I knew they changed some stuff, added some presumptive illnesses. And I got the death certificate, reached out to the widow. She was still eligible. even though she had remarried. She remarried after age 57, which is some weird law that, you know, Congress put in and VA has to work by. And it's a good law, mm-hmm. but it's a weird law. Yeah. and what we did, and she was younger than her former husband, and it was able to give her health care and that $1,600 a month. And at the age of 62, 63, whatever she was, she was able to retire then and enjoy life, whereas before she was working for her health care.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are lots of moving pieces to these surviving spouses and to the veterans if they're still with us.
Yeah.
And my job is to try to make their life better, try to do it with federal or state money, and we get that money moving around here in the community. And then everybody, whether it's the hardware store, the grocery store, the restaurant, they all get a little slice of those people living a little better with federal money.
And the benefits they deserve, the benefits they have earned.
They have sacrificed for, yes.
Yeah. I do want to send a shout out to Lita. I always do, always have to when you join us. And hello to her and the rest of your team over there. And I appreciate when this kind of subject comes up. One of my favorite people growing up, my Uncle Tim, served in Vietnam. And when this pack first came out, my Aunt Sherry and my mom talk all the time. And I remember hearing them talking on the phone about this and that they didn't even realize that Tim was available for this benefit and some of these things, some pains and struggles that he has had my whole life that I had no idea. I've known my Uncle Tim. He's a rock. I've never seen this guy get like a, I don't know if I've even seen him stub his toe, but he was dealing with these pains and these aches and all these different things for decades. You know, for a long time with this, and now that there's some relief, they're not just so much physically, but financially with this.
Financially, and also, you know, there's a little bit of relief mentally that I'm this way because of serving my country. I'm not this way just because I'm a weak wreck, or that I've had bad luck, or this or that, or whatever. I guess the word I'm looking for is a little validation, maybe. And if that takes that load, another load off, I mean, all those little stresses that we have in life, they build up. And if we can take a couple of away, excellent.
Yeah. One of the reasons, not just I, my aunt, and many people didn't realize he was struggling and he was in pain, constant pain and all these different things, was because his first response, well, I got back.
Yeah.
Like, half my platoon didn't. Like, I don't have a right to complain. I don't, like, yeah. So many of our, I don't want to speak for veterans or soldiers or anything, but I've run into so many that this is their response. No. Well, I can walk. I'm okay. Like, no, you deserve better than that. You know.
Not only that, but when I get people that say that to me, like they come in, other people deserve or need this more than I do. Big government is always, and has to be because it's the only way they can function, is about the numbers. So, more veterans getting the benefits they're entitled to instead of ignoring them keeps that system robust. And then there's more there. Instead, if we don't have people that don't need the VA clinic as much as someone who really needs it almost weekly, well, when those numbers shrink, those resources are going to move to where the numbers are.
That's a great note, Brock. That's really good.
And so the more people we get enrolled in using the VA healthcare system, the more people, unfortunately, that are using my services, because I'm up to my eyeballs and busy, makes, you know, when it comes time to cuts, and big government always looks at cuts because, you know, that's part of what they're trying to be frugal with our tax dollar. And so you got to have the numbers to justify everything. So being a smaller piece of that bigger piece puts the numbers. I was listening yesterday to a Congress subcommittee on military or VA technology. They didn't even know they had one like that. And this guy, advocate from the DAV, talking to them and saying, you know, we represent a million or whatever number it was, disabled veterans. Numbers speak. If we go and say, this is just my idea, I don't know any, there's no numbers, there's no crowd behind me, then, oh, okay, yeah, duly noted. Are you my constituent? Bye. type thing, because that's the way the system mm-hmm. works and has to work. I mean, it's not perfect. It's better than most.
Yeah.
And but there is strength in numbers. And if you are part of the numbers, even just a little bit, there's going to be more awareness for those that truly, truly are devastated by their service.
I think that's the strongest point I've heard about this. I appreciate you sharing that. And I will piggyback on another thought that you had, or another thing that you mentioned with this, of the knowing that you're not alone in this, that part of this is a key part of it as well. Understanding that, hey, you don't have to go through this alone. You're not the only one struggling with this. That goes a long way, too, for our veterans. Rock, I appreciate the information and the time, as always. Can we touch on this event one more time, what day it is and where it is?
It's Wednesday from 9 to 2. The Heroes Cafe actually usually starts at 8.
Mm-hmm.
But from 9 to 2, because they're driving from all over the state to be here for our veterans, and at 11 o'clock till noon will be the Toma VA Town Hall. That's the Toma Hospital Director, Karen Long. The woman that oversees just so many programs and so much stuff. And I've known her for years. She's always responsive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're big government.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And,
well, it'll be great to
have
them.
They want to get out and talk and see what people are feeling.
And no middle person. You're just able to talk to them and everything.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Rock, if people want to talk with you, catch up on some of the things we have talked about today, how can they reach you?
They can talk to me or my staff, because mm-hmm. they don't have to necessarily talk to me. All my staff are disabled veterans, and they're accredited also, which means they're kind of licensed. They've gone through training, and the VA recognize them. But our phone number is 920-210. Wait a minute. That's not it. That's my cell phone. It's 715-421-8420. And we do have an office in Marshfield, manned by Jason. His number's different, but if you're in the Marshfield area, we'll put you over.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the courthouse. We do take walk-ins, but we prefer appointments so we can plan stuff, because if, you know, sometimes we get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Again, that phone number, 715-421-8420. Thank you, Rock, for everything you do for our community, for our veterans, and for hanging out with us for a little bit. Thank you for the time.
My pleasure.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.